Rory O'Neill, NBC News Radio national correspondent. The same subject, Rory. This is a national story. It's the worst situation.
We just got the updated briefing there from law enforcement explaining how a lot of attention will be focused on the river today, where alongside the boat ramp, where this man left his vehicle abandoned. And so there will be divers in the water, sonar buoys going into the water. A lot of attention focused on that river today.
Including divers and the Coast Guard's even assisting. So they're really going to search the river and the river banks for any evidence.
Yeah, even the power company helping with the dam operations to slow the water flow in there as well. They think that will also help the divers as they search the water. Perhaps they think he may have jumped in the water and committed suicide that way. Or maybe he got on a boat somehow and, you know, where maybe he's hiding along the river banks. All these kind of possibilities are open. As a 700-square-mile area of Maine, the residents there in that area being told to stay in place.
And the concern is, Rory, he may have planned to try to survive longer than sometimes people in these situations where they commit mass violence. They don't expect to be around in a day or so. They kind of made up their minds they're going to do this, they're going to break the law, they're going to commit this atrocity. He may have had other thoughts and planned this a little more and longer and had the benefit of planning it longer than we may realize.
Yeah, that's why the search of his home was so important last night. You know, find his computer, see what he's been Googling lately, what else he's been buying lately that may suggest he was planning to be on the run for long term.
Yep. Rory O'Neill, NBC News Radio national correspondent. Thank you, Rory.
Thanks, Jack.